All right, this is Marlon Sanders, and I am on with Manny. Manny, how are you today?
I'm good, good. Very cold right now in the UK, but I'm doing brilliant, Marlon.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking time out. This is for the people who buy your product on the FB groups, about making money with Facebook groups. And I've got about three categories that I'm going to talk about today and ask you some questions on, Manny. Number one is how do you get about getting organic reach? Number two is about building your audience. And then number three is specifically about pushing out URLs for monetization, because which kind of goes along with the organic reach and building the audience. So I appreciate your time. Don't want to waste it. So this is for people who have already purchased the product, so they already understand what it's about. We don't got to go back and talk about that. But yep. I do want to spend, before we just get into the details, go ahead and give me the quick synopsis of how many groups that you've built, Facebook groups have you built, and what's your last, what's the group are you currently building, and just a little bit of the details, the big picture overview.
Okay, well basically, I've been building groups since 2011, and one of my specialty is getting organic engagement on groups. Now, the groups that I focus mainly on are passion groups, niche groups. So, for example, it could be groups on pets, it could be groups on dogs, and general groups, so internet marketing groups in general, where you want to promote a brand or something. So my current group right now at the moment is called Fastlane Hustle. Now, I've built over 10 plus groups over the course of many years. I've built a ton of subscribers from these groups, and I made a ton of money as well. So groups is my specialty at the moment, and yeah, I love building them and monetizing them.
All right. Now, we're going to dig into the most frustrating thing for me personally with my group, which is, and we'll probably cover more than one topic of this, but it's the organic distribution. So about 2 months ago or 3 months ago, at the same time they rolled out the thing with the question, where when you join a group, you can ask people questions, I read that they changed the algorithm, so they actually gave less organic distribution to Facebook group posts. Have you seen any change in the algorithm as far as the posts, when you post to the group, being able to hit the news feed of your members?
Well, the organic reach is always going to change with anything in Facebook. So when you've got your Facebook page, the organic reach is going to change. Now, personally, and you know, from my experience, I've not really seen such a big change, mainly because the key to maintaining that organic reach is to constantly post on your group every single day. Now, when you do that, Facebook recognizes that you're posting valuable content. Obviously, the original content, the better. So whether that's a link to your video, it's a link to any of your ebooks or reports, Facebook likes that. Now, yes, organic reach was very good a few years ago on groups. You could hit almost 95% of the people in your group. Having said that, you just encourage people to subscribe to your notifications on your group, constantly post valuable content, and of course answer the questions that people put forward in your group. When you do that, Facebook sees that your interaction levels are high, and also if you go on to Group Insights, which is a new tool that's being rolled out on Facebook groups, that shows you which member is engaged the most, which post is getting the most views. So if you ever go on to Snapchat and Instagram, you can always see who's viewing your content. The same sort of principle is being taken over to groups now, and you can see with that eye sort of sign, you can see, all right, this group, this post is getting the most reach, this post got the less reach, and the one that got the most reach, that's where you focus on, because you can create similar posts like that, and that's the key to growing the group.
Well, what I found, and you brought up something interesting about posting links. Maybe it's just me, Manny, but it seems like anytime I post a link, even over to my Facebook page, and specifically a link that takes them off Facebook, like to my blog or an article somewhere, right? I don't seem to get hardly any distribution on that at all. What is your experience with posting links? So you're doing daily content. What is your experience with when you do your daily content with posting a link to either a page or something on your blog or, you know, some news site?
Okay. Well, first of all, if you have a Facebook page as opposed to a group, the organic reach for Facebook pages is the worst that I've ever seen. And going back to groups, if you want to post a link in a group, the key is to have the content, have the description. So, for example, let's say you've got a new blog post on your website and you want people to go on that. What you do is you post it below. So in the first field of the comment, you can put something like link in the first comment, as opposed to saying, oh, by the way, brand new blog post on my website, here's the link, check it out. So the key is to post the URL link in the first comment. When you do that, Facebook knows that, yes, you're taking people away from Facebook, which Facebook doesn't like, but you're posting the link in the first comment, which gets much better organic reach as opposed to putting the link directly on your post on the group.
Now, do you wait until you get a comment or some likes and interaction before you post the link, or do you make your status update and then immediately post the link in the comments?
No, I actually wait until more members are joining and there's a lot of engagement. People are introducing themselves. There's more interaction, and then that's the key to posting comments. Because if you immediately start posting a link, it does get viewed quite suspiciously, not by just new members, but by Facebook's bots and algorithm. It just sees that, yeah, probably you've got this group set up just to spam. So the key
No, but I mean an existing group. You've got an existing group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I've had my group for, I don't know, like 2 years, right?
Okay, yeah.
So, but let's say I post today and I'm like, hey, you know, I have a blog post, blah, 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 blah. The link is in comments, right? Do I just go ahead and drop it in comments right after I've sent that out to my group, or do I wait until people in the group like or comment on my post and then post an additional comment with the link?
Oh, okay. You do it straight away. So when you make the announcement for your blog post or whatever,
yep,
and then below that, you just do it straight away, because simultaneously, you know, it flows, and then rather than just wait for people to like, it doesn't really make sense. So from the outset, you know, you just do it straight away.
Now, do you see any difference sending people over to an article on your or a video on your Facebook page, sending them from the group to the Facebook page versus sending them from your group to, say, your own blog post?
To be honest, Facebook, there's a big difference, and this is why Facebook came up with the option to link your page to your group. And when you do that, when you send people to a Facebook post, it gets much better engagement for some reason. I've tried it many times, and it's all the same principle. Facebook wants to keep things within Facebook. As soon as you send traffic away from Facebook, things start to get a bit tricky. But that's not saying you can still get, you know, poor organic reach. You can still get the good reach. But personally, Facebook favors it if you just send people to a Facebook post, because that's linked to your group, and it's like an internet property, you know. So those internet properties are all linked to Facebook. And obviously, when you send some people away from Facebook, it doesn't go down well.
Now, on your entrepreneur group, what happens when you start a group like your hustle group?
Mm-hmm.
When you start a group like that, what you typically attract are a lot of people who want to come in and either blatantly or more commonly, subtly promote their offers, their links. So they're like, somebody is talking about a problem or so, oh, hey, dog, PM me, I blah, blah, blah. Or hey, I got or they just post a link to their product. I got a product about that. Or they're like, oh, I got an article on my blog, but, you know, basically they're sending them over to a pitch. And so my question is, do you care about that? Like on my group, I don't allow links. I don't allow links because another thing that people do is they get the software, you know, where you can send them to any link you want, but it'll pop up your opt-in over the page you send them to. So everybody thinks you're posting a link to an article on, you know, I don't know, health food site or CNN or whatever, but actually you're popping up your opt-in on top of it or an exit pop, right? They got software that does it. So I just don't allow links. So my question is, especially on this entrepreneurial group, but you've had this, I'm sure, on other groups. I mean, some people come in specifically, a lot of people, with the specific intent just to siphon off members, get them to PM them, pitch them, get them onto webinars, sell them, blah, 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 blah. What do you do about all of that?
Okay, well, with anything that you start on Facebook or whatever, you're always going to get the 1% of people who are there to spam. You get it on Instagram, you get it on all the social media platforms, including in Twitter. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. But, you know, what I do is I hire specially trained VAs, so from the Philippines, and I say to them, if you see any suspicious posts like that, monitor that on a daily basis, delete that. Because these guys who are doing this, they're not going to be your rabid fans. They're not going to offer any value. And in the same thing that you mentioned about links, I've also banned links on my group apart from myself. So and no one is allowed to promote URL links in the group. Because
are they allowed to say, hey, dog, P, you know, somebody's like, oh, man, I'm having a problem with traffic. And they're like, oh, hey, dog, PM me. I can help you with that. Do you allow that?
Yeah, because I'm encouraging people to interact and help each other out. Because if they constantly use the group to self-promote, that's not good. Because what it does, it takes away the value, and then it'll just be another buy-sell group where people.
Well, yeah, you PM them, and all they're going to do is drop a link over to their webinar or their product, usually a webinar sign-up.
Absolutely, and what's been happening right now is my experience. I've been getting a lot of bunch of people when I started. They're promoting Bitcoin offers, etc., and you're going to get that. So whatever's trending in the market, people are going to be like, whoa, yeah, you know, I'm found a great way to make money, PM me. Those kind of posts I always delete. But if they want to help people, like on a specific aspect, like how to set up a WordPress plugin,
right,
I encourage that because that's helping as opposed to getting people to sign up to something with the intention of making money.
Okay, now you said post content daily. Now, this is something I really don't do, mm-hmm. and you said it's pretty important. Do you post videos? Do you just do text? Do you do long posts? Do you do short posts? Are you just asking questions or posting a motivational picture with a quote on it? What are you posting?
Basically, I post a combination of videos and images. Now, when I do videos, I do Facebook Live videos where Facebook has given you the option to do screen share. So when you do screen share, that audience is going to be in real time. And that allows me to, number one, it saves me a lot of time because when I used to do the video on Camtasia, I used to have to upload it, check it if everything's okay. But by doing the Facebook Live, it encourages people to interact. So those people who missed it is still going to be there. Secondly, when I do a post of value, I always include an image after the post because the engagement levels are always high if you post something visual. And then thirdly, what I do is I encourage I post incentives. So I say to people, if you invite 10 or more people to the group, I'm going to post a free strategy by Friday or something, you know, and that always gets people going and it always helps with the content and the value in the group.
Well, yeah, so let's talk about that. So you say if you invite 10 people, how do you have any clue if they invite 10 people or not?
That's a good question. What I do is I say to them, post a screenshot of a proof that you've done this. So what I do is they can either post the group link on their Facebook wall, and then they show me the screenshot in the comments. They've done that. Once they've done that, you know, I'll personally message them a gift or a free report or something. Initially, when I started this group and I grew these members really fast, what I did was I encouraged people to talk about my group in their wall. If they did that, I'll give them a free gift. And that got so many people talking about my group, getting people to join, and that caused like a mini viral effect within Facebook for a few days.
Now, do you ever offer any incentives, or I don't even know if you're allowed to offer incentives for sharing or liking.
Yeah, I mean, so with the incentives, what I do is I always offer incentives in the form of my best courses. So I currently have a couple of products with 997 on Facebook ads, and I say, okay, these are the premium products. If you want these premium products, either post a video introduction. So for the first time ever, I got about 50 people posting video introductions on my group. Never been done before. And what I did was I gathered all those video introductions, I added them on a website, and all those people who posted a video introduction, they got access to my course. So that was like a short-term incentive, and it also grew my group as well, because people saw the introductions, they're like visual content, and then it got more people to join. And as a result, the search bar on Facebook, the search results, it showed my group higher in the rankings. When you do that, Facebook knows that you're posting quality content on your group. It favors you higher in the search results as well.
Well, I saw someone the other day. I just don't know what does or doesn't violate the terms of service of Facebook. I was on a webinar, and the guy was like, you know, go post such and so in my group, and I'll pick, you know, one person out to win $100 cash.
Yeah,
of course,
I mean,
the group went crazy with people posting.
Yeah. So what I do in terms of stuff like that, I don't really encourage money type of incentive offers, mainly because it sort of devalues the group. And again, as you mentioned, you know, it's always, you have to always be careful within the terms and service as to what is allowed and what's not allowed. So again, it's kind of a sort of a, you know, gray area, controversial area. Again, you know, I can't really comment much on that, but I personally wouldn't sort of encourage cash off incentive offers on groups, because it sort of, again, it devalues the group. And the whole purpose of the group that you set up is to give value and to monetize those subscribers, because each subscriber is worth something to you.
Now, getting people to interact, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like I'm trying to raise the dead when I try to get people to do more than just a short comment or like or something, and even comments sometimes are tough. Do you feel the engagement is real important? And how do you get people? I mean, I know you're choosing passion niches, which is, we'll come back to that. But other than that, other than the niche you choose, do you do anything to spark engagement other than post your content daily?
So what I do to increase engagement, I will utilize my Facebook profile page. On my profile page, I'll post a snippet of the content. So I'll post a strategy, and then I'll leave a cliffhanger. So a lot of soaps do this. I'll say, to be continued, link, the first comment, link, join my group, find out more. Secondly, what I do is on the group itself, I post a pre-sell content. So that means I announce that something big is coming on Wednesday on the group. That always gets people going. Thirdly, what I do is I email my list. So I've only got about 1,000 subscribers on my list, but I always send them to my group to, you know, get a piece of content or whatever. That always helps with the engagement level. So engagement levels will come, but provided you sort of build up anticipation, a bit of hype, that always works, rather than just post a piece of content and expect people to comment, because it's like they won't have anything to look forward to. But if you sort of build a bit of anticipation, pre-sell to your audience, and that always helps.
Okay, now, money. We're going to come back to the audience building, how you get people to join. But, you know, let's get down to what everybody freaking cares about, which is the money. Now,
Yeah.
In your product, you recommend putting up like your own page for the affiliate offer with, say, ClickFunnels or whatever, any page builder. And then you have the buy link go to your affiliate link. So instead of sending them directly to the affiliate offer, like JVZoo, the links aren't allowed. You're sending them to a page on your blog or wherever, and then when they click the, but you're actually putting the sales letter. I mean, most people would put like a product review with then a link to the sales page, and then the sales page, you know, has the buy link on it. But what you're doing is a little bit different. You're actually kind of recreating the sales page from what I saw, and then just having the buy link go direct to the order page from what I saw. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, what I do is basically I sort of go through the products. You know, I appear on video and I say, you know, this is a really good product, best to buy it. And I always make sure that whatever I'm promoting, it's related to the content in my group.
Yeah.
Because the last thing I want to do is send them straight to a sales page, give them a link with one buy button, and they'll be like, okay, wait a minute. Has Manny tried this? Has he bought the product? Or is he just sending? Because that always gives off suspicious signals. So what I do is I review the product. If I like it, yeah, brilliant. I'm going to do a video on this. I'm going to definitely do a mini sales page. Because for me, you know, ClickFunnels is very easy to use. And, you know, spending 30 minutes doing that, it's not going to do me any harm as long as people are going to buy through my link. And that always builds that personal connection when they see me on video promoting it. And that helps as well, rather than say buy button straight to sales page. And for me, this strategy works always better.
So your link on your – so you're just doing a pre-sale and then it links over to the sales page. You don't go directly to the order form. You're linking over to the sales page, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, because that status update where you're promoting that product is going to sound commercial, it's going to have commercial signals in it, buying intent in it, Facebook is going to know that. And again, I seem to have trouble getting distribution of commercial type posts. How do you get, you know, when you want to drop your buy link and actually have people see, freaking see it in the group, how do you do it? I mean your link to your pre-sale page. How do you actually get distribution of it?
I basically get people to sort of, I instruct them clearly that if they, you know, get this product, it will make a difference to their lives, because you have to understand people are on your group for a purpose. They're there to get value, and anything that you recommend, and if it's coming from the group admin, they are going to, you know, dig deep into their pockets and they're going to buy something. Whereas, you know, if they saw the product and they came across an ad, they won't take as much action. But if they saw the fact that I've built a relationship with these guys and I recommend something and then I get them to buy, it sort of creates that relationship element. And for me, based off what I've done over the years with groups and monetizing it this way, I've never really had a problem in getting people to even purchase upsells or $97 packages, all because it relates to the content of the group and it will help, you know, solve a specific problem, whether it's a software or whether it's an ebook or report, you know, whatever.
Well, my question, though, is about just getting that post into the news feed on Facebook when you post it. What I'm saying is if Facebook can see that that status update is about a product or commercial intent, it seems to me they don't allow it, they don't give it distribution. So then nobody knows you've got an affiliate link on XYZ product because you don't hit the news feeds with it.
I mean, the key is to be as transparent, as honest as possible. Yes, Facebook hates links, but, you know, you can still utilize the group to, you know, for monetary gain. You can still do that. But it's the way you do it. I mean, I know some people just, you know, have a little post and they say PM me, and then that you need to just be, because you've been posting so much good content on your group, because you've been engaging, and that shows on the group insights. And then, you know, you recommend something, you do a video. You know, I've never really had a problem with that. But if you immediately start using the group for monetary gain, then it's going to cause issues. It's going
to
cause...
How many links... How many links, a week, would you post that would go to, say, a blog post or just something of value, no pitch? And then how often would you be posting a link that actually goes to an affiliate offer?
Well, in terms of blog posts, I would do it at least 2 or 3 times a week, because what you're doing is, again, you know, you're wanting people to sort of go to your blog post, read on what you're offering. And then in terms of an affiliate link, what I do, if I'm going to be posting an affiliate link, I like to do it twice a month, because that way, you know, you're going to say, it's going to basically give people an impression that you provide content and value at the same time, but on, and at the other side, yes, you are more than obliged, welcome to make money from what you're doing. Because if you're just creating a group and giving free information and that's all you're doing, then there's no purpose in the group, because you know you're using all your energy, and if there's no money to be made from this, then there's no point. So by doing this, you're building that relationship, you're giving people content, you're sending them to your blog post, and then later on, when they're in tune, the mindset is, yes, you know, this is really good, what can I do to find out more? And then you hit them with links, and that always works well.
But you only do that twice a month?
Twice a month. Sometimes I'll do it three times a month. It just sort of depends. Like, you know, if there's, like, I've got a few ideas in my head. Like the other day, I was going to sell a report to my group, but instead of selling it, I thought I'll just give it for free. So what I do is, what I've realized is, if you give something for free in the form of a PDF, sometimes people won't even go through the free PDF. But if you put a price on it, then there'll be more sort of, there's more sort of value to that attached, and the people are like, yeah, okay, this must be something. So again, it's all about testing, you know, whether you've got a free offer or whether you've got something paid, which is going to make money. And at the same time, you know, your group members are going to make money. If they can get results from it and then they show screenshots, then again, your group just grows virally like that, because it's social proof. And that social proof is gained because they made that investment from what you're offering.
Well, do you pin that post to the top of your group, the commercial, the post with your affiliate link? Do you pin it there for like a week or something?
Yes, I always pin it. And when I pin it, I do a video. So it'll be a video of me talking. And in the first comment will be the link. So when people go onto my group and they see the pinned post, they're like, "Oh, okay, what's this?" And then, you know, I've realized, even when after a few days, I'll get more and more sales each time people see that. And then they'll go through a funnel. They'll come into the list. They'll go through a funnel, and then that sort of really works in my favor.
All right. Now let's talk about another detail is your moderation. Now there are some groups that have, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 moderators that I've seen. And I don't know if those are paid or free, and then you're using an outsourcer. So tell us, you know, how much does it cost to have an outsourcer do it, and how are these groups getting these people, 3, 4, 5 people to moderate the group? Are they paying them, or how do they do that?
Basically, what you can do is, some people voluntarily offer to become a moderator, mainly because, you know, they've got free time. But generally, people can pay $3 or $4 an hour to someone in the Philippines to, you know, moderate the group for any spam, introduce new members. Because with groups and the fact that we're running an online business doing something else as well, it can become so difficult to keep up with everything. So, you know, when you're sleeping and you realize, you know, some people are spamming your group, they've been approved for a day and then they're spamming it. That can happen as well. That's why it's important to get people to moderate it, because what they can do, these moderators, they can keep that engagement alive. And because what you can do, you can instruct them to post. And another thing that I've been doing, which doesn't even require moderators, is you can schedule your group posts. So you can have a post going out on a Monday. You can have one going out on a Thursday. And that is used for pages, but now has been migrated to groups, which saves a lot of time.
So these groups that have 3, 4, or 5 moderators, are they paying those moderators, or are those free moderators?
Mostly from my experience and the people I've spoken to, they've mostly paid moderators. Some are free, some are voluntary moderators because they want to get a bit of experience in managing groups. Because nowadays there's a lot of jobs in social media, and one of the job requirements is for people, especially freelancers, is, do you have any experience in managing groups? And some people, you know, want to get a bit of experience in managing groups, and that would look good on their CV. So again, it's, but generally most moderators, you know, they are hired and they get paid to do a quality job.
Well, if you're only posting affiliate offer twice a month, it's hard for me to see how it monetizes. Because if you're paying, let's say you're paying $400 a month, you can probably get somebody for $300, but let's say it's $4. I mean, because if you were doing $2 an hour, times just 8 hours a day, not even, we're not talking 24 hours, just 8 hours, that's still $16 a day times 30 days in a month. That's actually $480. But let's just say you're paying $400 to put in your affiliate link, doing two posts a month with your affiliate link. I don't know that you're going to, how much more than $400 or $500 you're going to be making.
Okay, so, I mean, not everyone, first of all, wants to use moderators. I personally don't use moderators because I like to be in control. Secondly, monetizing it, you know, using affiliate links is good, but there's always a high-ticket offer. So with my monetization stuff, I always have a 997 offer. And what you'll find is a portion of the people who you get into your group paying you with the front end buying your affiliate offers, whatever, you can also upsell them to a high ticket stuff. So if you have a 997 offer and if two people buy that, you know, that makes it worthwhile because it's getting people to a funnel. And when they go through that funnel, they see the high ticket and then, one or two people will buy the high ticket at 997 and that makes it all worthwhile. So it's not just about the front end, but it's always the back end and get them on a Skype call and, you know, coach them.
All right. Now, do you personally welcome each, you know how they post, you can post for each new member a welcome with their name. Do you, I mean, but when you start getting a lot of people joining, that's a real grind to do that. Do you welcome the new members like that?
Yes, I do. And it's just through a one-click process because the groups have a little link at the right-hand side. It says 18 new members have joined today. You just click that and it sort of gives you a list of all the names that have joined automatically, and all you've got to do is just hit post. That makes it sense rather than manually welcome everyone, which is going to be frustrating because you have to type in.
Oh, yeah, take a lot of time.
But with this new feature that they've rolled out, I've been using it, and what I find since using it, it has helped with the engagement levels, and people love being felt welcomed. You go to a store and, you know, the woman or the man, they welcome you. You feel you're part of something special. You're part of the store. You're part of a community. So that feature is good. And yeah, I do encourage anyone who's listening to this, if they've got a group and people are joining, always welcome them on a weekly basis, three times a week. So yeah, that helps a lot.
Now, on getting you building your audience, what would you say the two or three most effective ways are to build your group, to build the audience?
Okay. The first one, and this is my favorite, if you've got a list, email your subscribers about your new group, because that way, if you don't have a list, not to worry, you can still let your people on your Facebook profile know that you've got a new group. But if you've got a list, even if you've got 500 people, it doesn't harm to send an email out saying, hey, by the way, I've got a new group, got some, you know, strategies. That always helps to give you your group that push. Secondly, what I do is I encourage my group members to share the group on their profile. Don't just spam. Just put, you know, a post saying, Manny's got a new group out. To grab some of the cool stuff, free content. Link is in first comments. That always helps. And thirdly, which is again one of my favorites, is to run some PPE ads. So with this, what you do is if you've got a Facebook page, you can post a PPE ad and then have a link to your group. Just say brand new group out, free strategies. So just let that ad run on $5 a day, and that always helps with new members.
Do you keep PPE ads running constantly for this, or do you just run it kind of sporadically?
Just now and again. When I created the group brand new, I ran the PPE ad just for a day or two. It did significantly well. I mean, I had ended up getting 50 to 60 new members. But what the best way to grow the group is organically. That is my favorite way to grow. And the group that I've got right now, Fast Lane Hustle, no money was spent on ads. It was all organic through word of mouth. Facebook. Facebook was primarily 95% was organic growth. And even to this day, it's the best group I've created personally. More
when
than
you say
any...
organic growth, is that just from people posting it on their timelines? Or
No, people actually finding it on the search bar on Facebook. So if you look at Google, you type in something and something comes up. But in the same way, people actually... I have three pre-sale questions. One of my pre-sale questions on my group is, how did you find out about us? And for me, that's like killer information. And then most people say, I typed in the word entrepreneur, I typed in the word hustle on the search bar and your group came up. Or your group was recommended on the right-hand side as a suggested group, which is, again, very powerful. As that sort of links in and, again, contributes to the organic growth.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, this has been a really great, Manny. I think you've just added to your product. I hope this is invaluable to the people listening. I know it's invaluable to me. It's just really great advice on groups from the trenches, which is hard to find somebody that's done, managed, built and managed as many groups as you have and done them for profit and not just for the heck of it. So appreciate the time today. Great information. If people want to join your group or find you, how do they find you and how do they join your group, Manny?
Yeah, so they can contact me on Facebook, Manny Hanif, MANNYHANIF, and they can join Fastlane Hustle. And I'll be there posting.
So you just search Fastlane Hustle in Facebook.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, great. Thank you for being on. And for our listeners, I just want to say thank you for listening to this. Hope you got tremendous value. I know I did, and you listened to a guy that's really been doing this in the trenches, so I consider it really invaluable information. I want to wish everyone the best of success.
Thank you so much, Marlon. It was a pleasure, and take care, everyone.
All right, let me stop the recording.